When you're lonely and sad, what do you do? When you're hurting and can't hide, what do you do? When friends just walk away, what do you do? Oh, what do you do? Somebody tell me, what do you do? When tears continue to fall, what do you do? When you have no place to go, what do you do? Somebody tell me, what do you do?
Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is the Mind of God program. ThinkAboutIt.org. This is a special broadcast recording. Today's recording date is Tuesday, November the 15th, 2011. And we are doing what I would like to call a special Sunday school session. You know, we talk about revelation and we go to the Sunday school lessons as well. And it's all revelation. It's all teaching that reality that we are living in the time of revelation. Whether you read the book of Revelation, whether you read Genesis to Revelation, whether you read Quran, whether you read the Bhagavad Gita, no matter what scripture you read, whether you study the universe is the root of all scripture, and the universe is teaching us that it's time now to give critical analysis to the system. It is time now to remove the falsehood that is covering up the reality of the system. So we're in the Beatitudes, looking at the Beatitudes given by Jesus in St. Matthew chapter 5, and how the Beatitudes cause us to understand the reality of this wicked system, and how to analyze this wicked system, and how to come together so that we may remove this wicked system and manifest the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now, on this earth. Blessed are the peacemakers, verse 9, chapter 5, St. Matthew. And we're working this word peacemaker. All that is occurring is causing there not to be peace on our divine planet that we call Earth. Peacemaker, the root of that word is 1515. Irene. Irene is the root of the word peacemaker. It's a feminine noun. So sisters, no matter your color, now the first woman on the planet is the black woman, the African woman. But all women, you are the barometer to teach us as to whether or not there is true peace excuse me, in a family, an organization, a nation, the planet. Look at the condition of women and children, and we will understand whether or not there is true peace. If women are being forced into prostitution and things of that sort, if women are being forced to do things because there is no man, because of warfare and bloodshed and all type of wicked machinations implemented by those who run the system, if women are not able to live a free life of justice, if women do not have access to education and all that will uplift her, then there is no peace in that family, that organization, that church, that mosque. If women are oppressed, if women can't preach, if women are not allowed to teach, if women are not allowed the full spectrum of manifesting, or I would like to say woe manifesting, all that the Most High has put in her, no peace. Because if she's not at peace, the children are not at peace, and the men are not at peace, and it's a sign that the man is destroyed. So peacemakers, analyze all of this and find out and understand the causative factors that are causing all of these symptoms of destruction. And we come together respecting each other, understanding that all of us have a piece of the solution, but understanding that the solution comes from knowledge and wisdom given by the Most High. And that we would be able to make peace, not a false peace, not we just be quiet and be destroyed by those wicked 1%, but we understand the root causative factors, move aside the mentality of the ruling class and families, manifest Mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness, manifest the kingdom of God in heaven here and now on this earth, and we will have national tranquility. That which is the definition of this root word to peacemaker. Now, exemption from the rage and havoc of war. Rage. When one is raged or enraged, look at how the whole of the human family is rocking and swaying and enraged from warfare and bloodshed. Look at the havoc, the chaos that we are experiencing because of warfare and bloodshed. We have to go out into this world and make peace. We're the peacemakers. Blessed are the peacemakers. Well, cursed are those who are the warmongers. Cursed, condemned, damned are those who cause warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, and destruction. We are the peacemakers. The sisters and brothers out there in the streets protesting are attempting to be peacemakers. They do not like to see the rage and the havoc that has been caused by the warfare and the bloodshed. Another definition, peace between individuals, harmony and concord. You see, sisters and brothers, black and white, brown, red, and yellow, old and young, male and female, we are all fighting each other because of the philosophy of division given to us by the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers. So we have to see that you're not my enemy, I'm not your enemy, the Arabs are not our enemy, the Muslims are not our enemy, the Christian is not the enemy, the Baptist is not the enemy, the oppressed, we're not each other's enemy. The African is not the enemy. The American is not the enemy. The white, the black is not the enemy. The male, the female is not the enemy. The old, the young is not the enemy. We see now that we have been made enemies of each other by the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the wicked ruling class and families, the oligarchs, the plutocrats. They, operating under the influence of Satan, are the true enemy. And all of us who are not the 1%, who are not the 2 to 5 to 10%, we must see that we must make peace among ourselves. We must be harmonious and in concord, in one accord, in accord with each other. Peacemakers, peacemakers, blessed are the peacemakers. Another definition of this root word to peacemaker, security. We are fighting this system so that we may be secured. Our safety is not secure. My minister Louis Farrakhan is telling black people we have to come together because our destiny is at stake. Our imminent destruction is at hand if we do not come together. To do what, Minister Louis Farrakhan? He is telling us so that we may have true peace among ourselves and be secured by such peace. Look, another definition is safety. None of us are safe. Black, white, brown, red, yellow, none of us are safe because of this wicked system. House of Rothschilds and Oppenheimers, none of us are safe. Another definition. Prosperity. We are experiencing impoverishment and poverty because of the wickedness of this wicked system. But a peacemaker is looking to make sure that every human being is able to be prosperous. I'm not talking about the false doctrine of prosperity that we see coming out of those wicked false teachers who want you to just be satisfied with the wickedness of this system and you just get a piece of it. No, we want the whole of the human family to be prosperous, having gained access to the knowledge, the wisdom, the understanding, the universe, the land, the wealth, the resources, gained equal access to all that the Most High would have us to have equal access to. The next definition is felicity, happiness. We're back to happiness again. So we, the peacemakers, we see that the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed have not experienced that quality or state of being happy because of death, hell, and destruction. The Messiah's peace. This word, peacemaker, is a heavy word. Another definition is the Messiah's peace, the way that leads to peace, salvation. Now we're coming back into the word Yahshua and Messiah or Jesus Christ. Yahshua means liberty, deliverance, health, and wealth, and prosperity. And Messiah means that spirit and anointing to rise up and defend and deliver the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Oh, we are the peacemakers, sisters and brothers. Oh, this is a heavy word. This is a heavy word, sisters and brothers. But this is all entailed and encompassed by what Jesus was teaching to the oppressed in that day, how to get up and stand up and fight the oppressor, fight Caesar, fight the empire with knowledge, with wisdom, that word of God which is sharper than any two-edged sword. Now, let me continue. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Those that are persecuted. 1377 is the number on the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. To make run or to flee, to put to flight, to be driven away. You see, sisters and brothers, there were those who before Jesus was born stood up and fought Caesar and fought Rome, and they were persecuted. They were fought. They were put to flight. They were made to flee. They were driven away. They were killed. They were harassed. They were troubled. They were molested. when you go into the definition of this word, persecuted, driven away, harassed, troubled, made to face hostilities, made to run, they were pursued. The same then, the same today. Dr. King suffered that. Malcolm X suffered that. Elijah Muhammad suffered that. So Jesus is giving homage to those great revolutionaries that rose up in that day and time. And we give homage and respect and love and honor to all of those revolutionaries in this day and time who were the true peacemakers, Medgar Evers, Fannie Lou Hamer, Sojourner Truth, Harriet Tubman, Fannie Lou Hamer, I say her again because I love her so much, Mary McLeod Bethune, Phyllis Wheatley, all of those Black Panthers and activists, Assata Shakur, Mumia Abu-Jamal, Leonard Peltier, these are they in this day and time who suffered. You have many activists who are yet in jail because they rose up and they suffered such persecution. We respect and honor those sisters and brothers that suffered such persecution. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely. This is the tactic of the CIA, the FBI, the FOP, those wicked powers who say all manner of evil, who revile you. Let me hit that word revile. Men shall revile you, 3679 on the Greek side. One, dizo, to reproach, to upbraid, to revile, reproach, undeserved reproach, to revile, to cast in one's teeth. So these sisters and brothers have suffered all type of indignities and denigration because they dared to oppose this wicked system. They dared to stand up against Caesar and Rome. And these sisters and brothers today dare to stand up against the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, dare to suffer shame, suffer denigration. We love and honor our modern day peacemakers as Jesus honored the peacemakers in that day. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. So we, revolutionaries, in this day and time, will suffer the same and are suffering the same that the prophets in that day, the revolutionaries in that day suffered, because we dare to be peacemakers. This is what Jesus is talking about. Let's take our last break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.
They say, there she goes, that old holy roller. Think she's special, someone needs to tell her that she ain't no better than me. They say she's such a geek, that old Jesus freak. Every time she opens up her mouth to speak, she's all
Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today is a special recording, broadcast program. Today's recording date is Tuesday, November 15th, 2011. Sunday school. I love Sunday school because you get to ask questions. So we're dealing with a Sunday school lesson. And we are talking to the revolutionaries. That's who Jesus is talking to. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Heaven here and now on this earth. The kingdom of God in heaven here and now. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. The prophets were revolutionary, sisters and brothers. The prophets. This word prophets. 4396 on the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. Prophetes. Prophetes. These, when you research the definition, it talks about those who interpreted oracles or other hidden things. So those who gave interpretation to hidden messages, a hidden voice, that hidden and unseen Most High Father and Most High Mother. And the sisters and brothers in the streets are giving you and me an interpretation given to them by the hidden and unseen Father and Mother. They're the peacemakers. We're the peacemakers. We're the revolutionaries today. We're the modern day prophets. One who moved by the Spirit of God. That word Spirit, you know, in the Hebrew is Ruach. That's Mama Holy Spirit. That's the Spirit that is giving the protesters and those rising up the power to rise up and challenge this system. One who moved by the Spirit of God and hence his organ or spokesman. You see, they don't like to say Mama Holy Spirit, so they say his organ or spokesman. But one who is the organ and spokesman for the Most High Father and the Most High Mother. The protesters on Wall Street, the African People's Socialist Party, the Nation of Islam, all of those great defenders of the oppressed that we always speak of, Ashra Marie Rukwesi, Yosef Binyakinen, Omalia Shetela, Louis Farrakhan, these are spokespeople for the Most High. Continuing with this definition, solemnly declares to men that he or she has received by inspiration, especially concerning future events, and in particular, such as relate to the cause and kingdom of God and to human salvation. So, sisters and brothers, those protesters, those who are rising up, we who are the peacemakers, we understand the kingdom of God in heaven here and now on this earth. We understand truth, justice, and righteousness. We understand that which will give salvation to the human family. Salvation is Yahshua. When you look in the Old Testament at the word salvation, that word in the Hebrew is Yahshua, or Joshua with the J. Replace the J with the Y, it's Yahshua. That's the Hebrew word that you get in the Greek Iasos, that you get in the Greek is Jesus, in the Latin is Iasos, in Spanish is Jesus, in English it is properly rendered Jesse, but in the Hebrew it's Yahshua. And when you research above and below the word Yahshua, you understand that salvation for the human family is health and wealth and deliverance and liberty and justice and righteousness and the vengeance of our God, the Most High Father and Mother, on the wicked ruling class and families that have constructed such a wicked no good rotten system. With this mind of understanding that which will truly bring peace, righteousness, and salvation to the human family, let's turn now to some current affairs and current events. We have witnessed once again the rise and fall of the Antichrist forces. I say rise because we saw the police come out and attack the protesters. They attacked the protesters in Oakland. They attacked the protesters in New York. They attacked protesters in various places, evicting protesters in New York, evicting protesters in Oakland. But this is how you know that you're the peacemaker, just like Jesus got done saying. When you're the peacemaker, you will suffer persecution. And so, because the protesters have risen up to show us true peace and love and righteousness for the human family, to show true salvation for the oppressed, to deliver the oppressed, now we see the suffering of persecution by the wicked forces, the rise and fall of the Antichrist forces, because their fall is imminent and their fall has already occurred. At the same time that the mayor of Oakland was sending the police force into the protesters in Oakland to evict them and persecute them and destroy them and whatnot, some of her staff, Mayor Kwan, resigned. The raid in New York City came one day after police officers cleared the Occupy Oakland encampment in California and arrested 32 people. Two prominent members of Oakland Mayor Gene Kwan's team have resigned over the past day. Hours before Monday's raid, legal advisor to the mayor's office, Dan Siegel, resigned to protest the city's crackdown on the Occupy movement. Last night, Deputy Oakland Mayor Sharon Cornu also stepped down, saying, "I am horrified as to what happened in Oakland on yesterday and in New York today." Siegel tells us during our live broadcast, the people are working for these mayors. The people who are working for these mayors and police are so on are doing Wall Street's business for them, and we need to stand up against it. So we see that the Antichrist forces are rising up, but they're falling, because this is causing dissension among those who are doing the bidding for Wall Street, dissension among those who are carrying out the wishes of the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers and those wicked powers. There are they in the ranks of mayors and city officials and whatnot who do not like what's going on, and these two resigned in protest. You see, even in the day 2,000 years ago of Jesus among us, there were they in the priestly class who wanted to protest and who stepped out rebelling against the high priest, and they were persecuted. They were singled out. You see, even Nicodemus, he wanted to just outright protest, but he did it secretly, sought Jesus out secretly. But I'm saying that these Antichrist forces have fallen. How do you know? Let me go over some of the victories achieved. There has been a temporary delay in this pipeline coming down from Canada, the Keystone Pipeline. That's a victory. That is showing that the Antichrist forces are falling. Now, there are those who would argue that there are jobs that will follow this pipeline, but others are saying that the pipeline is going to cause destruction and cause the ultimate destruction of the human family and the ecology. So looking at it from that angle, and how the president, Barack Obama, has put a cessation, at least temporarily, on this, shows the power of the people united, and shows that Christ is rising and the Antichrist is falling. Let's see. Some boats went down. Recently. Occupy, let's see. Do I find, it was a vote in Ohio. Election day. Advocates for labor and women's immigration rights are celebrating a number of key victories in Tuesday's state elections. Just recently, there were elections. Ohio. In Ohio, voters defeated Republican Governor John Kasich's controversial limits on the collective bargaining rights of state employees. In Arizona, Russell Pierce, the architect of the state's controversial anti-immigration law, has lost his state Senate seat in an unprecedented recall vote. In Maine, voters defeated Republican measures that barred same-day voter registration on Election Day. And so there have been a number of victories. And this is not a Republican-Democrat issue, because Democratic governors and mayors are doing the same wickedness. Quan in Oakland is a Democrat, if I have it correctly. Governor Brown in California is a Democrat. And you see the same wickedness going on all over. But these are some victories, sisters and brothers. And so we see the Antichrist forces are defeated. And we are defeating them day and night. Now, we are the peacemakers. And we know what will cause peace and what is not conducive to peace. There has been a Republican debate that was just held. And let me, with the mentality of the peacemaker, go over some of the points and point out some other current events. CBS held a Republican debate on foreign policy. Michelle Bachmann, Herman Cain, Richard Perry, I think his name is, Ron Paul, Newt Gingrich, Santorum, Hunt, Mitt Romney, all participated. And this shows us, I want to talk to the Tea Party. I believe that's who I want to target. The Tea Party and all of those poor and middle class who are yet in the Republican Party and think that the Republican Party cares for them. And we say the same to Democrats daily and every session, so it's no contradiction. But let me move quickly. They talked openly about torture, about the CIA. You see, America is in Israel, and Britain and the wicked forces are heating up to fight Iran for the same wicked goals that we saw in the destruction of Gaddafi and Libya. So the question was asked, what to do? Send in the military? How should you go about really destroying Iran? Newt Gingrich said, hey, use the CIA. Use special ops forces. Go in and assassinate, in words, I'm paraphrasing now, in words, assassinate people. You don't need to send in the military. This is Newt Gingrich talking. Newt Gingrich openly calling for the CIA, openly calling for special ops forces to go in, strategically kill people, assassinate people. I do not recall in debates candidates openly calling for such measures. Mitt Romney agreed, and others agreed. The only one that didn't agree with such analysis was Ron Paul. Now, I have problems with Ron Paul's domestic policy, but his foreign policy, he's pretty good on that. He said torture, Huh, he doesn't like torture. He doesn't like the CIA going in assassinating people. Doesn't like assassination of American citizens and whatnot. He said you should bring them to trial, put them on trial. He said there are many that have been put on trial and are in jail in his mind for terrorist acts and whatnot. So do the same. But Gingrich and Romney and Perry and others are saying, hey, call in the CIA, call in the military, just kill and destroy. Look at this wickedness. This is the beast mentality. This is the image of the beast. They also all called all of these candidates, except for maybe Ron Paul, but we have questions with his domestic policy, because his domestic policy will also destroy human family if we do not attach other things to what he's saying. But all of these Republican candidates are calling for the destruction of social programs, calling for the reducing of government workers' wages to that which is commensurate with private workers' wages. In other words, austerity programs, destruction of social programs, and destruction of wages. You see, they have been pitting government employees against private employees. If you work for a private company and you do not make the same wages that a government employee makes, because the government employees are in a union, and other unions in the private sector have acquired and accrued closer to living wages for their employees, they are held up as bad and evil to those who work in the private sector. So rather, watch this wickedness, sisters and brothers. Rather than raise private wages to those that which is commensurate to public employees and union employees, private and public, they say no, bump the wages of public employees down to those who work in the private sector. That's wickedness. Michelle Bachmann called for the destruction of that which is called the Great Society that was ushered in by Lyndon Baines Johnson under the pressure of Dr. King, Malcolm X, the Civil Rights, Black Power movement. Michelle Bachmann said, do away with all of it. That means do away with food stamps, do away with education for poor people, do away with Medicare, Medicaid, do away with the Old Americans Act that would help our elderly, do away with the Housing Act that would help those who did not have the funds to purchase houses at exorbitant prices or apartments at exorbitant prices. Do away with federal aid to the poor, federal aid to children. Do away with education for those who are poor. Do away with Head Start. Do away with gun control. Want to see those in the ghettos suffer destruction because it's the government running the guns and the drugs destroying people. Do away with those policies that would do away with racial discrimination. Destroy those types of policies. Do away with the Voting Rights Act and Civil Rights Act. That came through JFK, but LBJ followed on the heels of JFK. Do away with federally funded job training. People who are poor getting training to work in this society to be productive. Do away with that. That's a part of the Great Society. Do away with consumer protection, meaning that food and whatnot that we purchase, that we are protected from wicked people who would destroy the human family. Do away with such protection. Do away with safety standards. You have cars and you have different things that have to pass safety standards so we may remain safe. Do away with the training of health professionals to help people. Do away with assistance to handicapped Americans and whatnot. Do away with programs that are for the urban poor. Tea Party people, we all should be helping the Wall Street protesters. And there is some signs that those who are so-called right-wing, look, do you know that some militias have showed up to protect protesters? So
We're not going to count those in the Tea Party out. Those poor and middle-class Caucasian sisters and brothers. Come on, sisters and brothers, let's join together. The Republican Party don't care about us, and the Democratic Party don't care about us. We are the peacemakers. Black, white, brown, red, together. This was a special broadcast. Mind the God program. Thinkaboutit.org. Jah love. Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people.